71 degrees now at 8:38 on the Finger Lakes Morning News. And in studio with us is Kim Alacqua from Finger Lakes Health, who has a special guest with us. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. So, again, we have a new guest here, I guess a newbie to the radio business, as it were. So tell us who she is.
Yes, I'd like to welcome Melissa Sanford. She's our director of dialysis, and she's a new member of the Finger Lakes Health family.
Well, welcome aboard. Welcome to Finger Lakes Health, and of course, welcome to radio. Hopefully, we haven't made it too scary for you. Before we get into kidney services that are offered here, why don't you give us a little bit of your own background and what brings you to Finger Lakes Health?
Well, good morning, everyone. It's nice to meet everyone, and it's nice to be a part of Finger Lakes Health. I worked in dialysis for the greater of 10 years. Started out at a small facility down in Dansville. Worked my way up, worked in the big city of Rochester for quite a while, good 7 years. And then made my way back to a smaller facility like Geneva.
Was there anything in special that kind of drew you to that particular element of health?
Or? I love dialysis. It's nice to meet all the patients, and they come to us 3 times a week, anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. So for the most part, we're spending at least 12 hours a week with these patients. And sometimes that's more than they even see their own family members. So we really have great relationships with our patients.
Yes, because you do get a little bit of a chance to socialize in there. And I guess that, to you, that's an element of, that actually kind of is a big positive for you.
Oh, yeah. And it's great to see any little win with our patients. We've seen a lot, you know, just with this field in particular, that you need to have a lot of support for these patients because they've been through a lot. And this is a very hard disorder to live with.
It is, and it kind of brings us into, we're going to kind of break it down, what exactly this all involves here. So in terms of dialysis, when does that end up becoming, you know, necessary for the average patient?
Well, the majority of our patients come to us because obviously their kidneys have failed. So a lot of the risk factors that have patients coming to us is hypertension, uncontrolled diabetes, them are the most common factors that patients come to us. There are other disorders, but them are the main ones, and we see that a lot.
Is there anything in particular that folks can look, you know, any kind of symptom that may stand out that may, you know, bring it towards I guess you would say like a diagnosis of needing dialysis? Is there anything in particular to look for?
Well, it's actually a kind of a slow process for the most part, but mainly if you have the hypertension, make sure that you're going to get that controlled. If your blood sugars are very high, making sure that you're following up with your primary care. There are some symptoms, obviously. You'll start feeling very full. You'll start swelling. You'll have some issues with urinating at times. Them are kind of the factors that get people into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they'll be short of breath because they're so full of fluid. Right. So
that's when you'd want to see the doctor. If you can try to head things off, certainly try to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
As far as dialysis, it's kind of, people have heard of it, but they're not exactly sure what happens during dialysis. Can you kind of break that down for us?
So it's actually more prevalent in the United States than people realize. 30 million Americans are affected by this disease. So basically what happens when patients come to us for dialysis is we have a machine that they get hooked up through an access, either in their chest or in their arm. They sit and their blood goes through our machine, and it goes through what we call the artificial kidney, which is a big filter, basically with thousands and millions of little particles that help to remove the waste and the excess fluid that the patients have in their blood.
You said it usually takes take up to an hour or so each time, depending on severity? Or
Actually, their treatments are usually 3 to 4 hours. So it's quite a long process. And when patients are at dialysis, their body's basically running a marathon because it's constant removing of fluid and pushing in the clean blood.
As far as this goes, again, kidney failure, it can be either a temporary condition or it can be one that's permanent, correct?
That's correct.
And when it's kind of in the earlier stages, that involves still getting the same amount of treatment, still going the 3 times a week, still for the 3 to 4 hours?
Yes. Actually, it does, you know, when you have kidney disease and you are requiring dialysis, that's not something that's going to change, unfortunately. There are many options, obviously. Transplant is one, and one that we highly push at our facility because that's definitely life-changing for our patients, but that comes also with a lot of hurdles.
Kim Alacqua and Melissa Sanford here with us from Finger Lakes Health. There are a couple different types of dialysis. So what's kind of what are them, and what are the differences between them?
So there, at our facility, we have hemodialysis and we have peritoneal dialysis. Hemodialysis, that's where the patient comes to us. We manage their dialysis treatments with, you know, the machine. Peritoneal dialysis is more of a home modality because the patients get their dialysis at home. It goes in through their peritoneum of their abdomen, and they do that more regularly at home, so they're actually better dialyzed. And it does involve a lot of training because obviously they're taking care of their own health at home, but we do manage their care in our facility a couple times a month.
And again, it is kind of a time-consuming process. I got to imagine it's not the most, I guess you'd say, comfortable process for the patient. But what kind of transformation do you see in the patient when they come in after they've gone through it? Is it immediate that somebody all of a sudden just feels better after going through it?
Well, our patients don't typically feel better until the next day because, like I said, when they're on the machine, their body is basically running a marathon. So usually when they leave our treatment, they're pretty tired, and most of them we just suggest going home and taking a nap. But that next day that they get up, they're feeling very good because they've gotten all that excess fluid off, and they're not, you know, feeling so sluggish.
There you go. So it's a little bit of a delayed reaction, but it does eventually happen for them, and certainly the reason to go through that. Again, I guess when most folks think about dialysis, they think about, again, somebody who's not going to be particularly active, perhaps, but that isn't always the case, is it?
Oh, no. We have many patients that it is life affecting, that's for sure, but we have several patients that still maintain their jobs, they still have family responsibilities, and it's not as debilitating as it used to be, by any means.
And sometimes if patients have to, like, you know, for some reason have kind of a difficult schedule, they may have to go away for some reason. What are some of the, I guess, arrangements you can make to kind of work around it in a sense?
So the good thing about dialysis is that we have a lot of facilities now. So if patients want to go on vacation, we arrange all the travel arrangements for them to get dialysis in that particular location they want to visit.
So that's always a good thing to be able to, again, I guess, kind of live with the condition as best as possible. Kim Alacqua and Melissa Sanford here with us from Finger Lakes Health, talking about kidney dialysis services that are indeed provided. Another thing that comes up, obviously, there is a pretty large expense to this. How does that normally get handled?
Well, the one thing is that dialysis is federally backed. Yeah. So all of our patients are basically getting help from Medicare and Medicaid services, and that's something that we apply for as soon as they start to make sure that all of those financial needs are met. Some of their medications are a little hefty, and we also make arrangements for them to have, you know, discounted rates and that kind of thing.
So you do handle not just the treatment, but a lot of these other, I guess, kind of headaches that can kind of come up with the process, and at least make that portion a little bit easier for the patient.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. Again, it is Kim Alacqua and Melissa Sanford with us from Finger Lakes Health. Just a couple minutes here left in our segment here. Is there anything else coming up Finger Lakes Health related-wise that we wanted to talk about?
We have our Cubby Chase coming up on July 27th. It is a fun run, color mile, a 5K and a 10K. We're still looking for volunteers, so if you want to volunteer, if you want to run, you want to walk, just go to our website, flhealth.org, and go to our events link, and then you can sign up to volunteer or participate in the race.
Yeah, again, that's coming up here pretty shortly. Is the turnout already pretty good to this point?
Yes, it is, but we're always looking definitely for more volunteers and for more participants.
There you go. So, again, you want to get in on that. That's coming up later this month on the 25th. Again, one more time for folks that want information on dialysis services as well as anything that's going on at Finger Lakes Health, what would be the best way to do it?
To look at our website, flhealth.org.
There you go. So that's the place to go. And, again, get plenty more information about dialysis and everything else that Finger Lakes Health provides. Again, Kim Alacqua and Melissa Sanford, thanks very much for coming down. And, again, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
It is now 8:49 in the Finger Lakes Morning News.